music playing from local bands we know on Reverb Radio. It's Pete Jones Radio Show. It's live on air. It's Pete Jones Radio Show.
We have in the studio the brilliant talent that we have been pushing for many a year, Mr. Ben Westwood. Hey, how you doing?
I'm okay. How are you, Pete?
I'm doing very well, thank you. And thanks for stopping by. Did you manage to get the lift or was it out of work again?
Did I get the lift?
Yeah, just to get up here, because we're on the 17th floor, my friend. And you looked, you didn't even look out of breath. I was like, wow.
I got my helicopter to land on the roof.
I wonder what that noise was. I thought, what is going on? So you got the chopper, of course you did, sir. Thank you for bringing it along. Well, quite rightly so, because, you know, not only have you been getting stream after stream, I mean, some ridiculous results, but you've got to live a lifestyle, haven't you?
Yeah, you've got to live it, you know, rock and roll.
Rock and roll, you've got to cut an image. Things are looking pretty good for Ben Westwood in 2026 musically. You've been sending over tracks. You've got more to come. Is this a brand new album that you're hiding from us, or is it you working on tracks and EPs? How's it work?
No, I am bringing out an album in May.
Wow.
And I remember last time I was on the show, you kept nagging me that it should turn into an album.
Yeah.
So I think you had an effect, please.
Merely the fact that you remember I was nagging at you, which, you know, I'll take that. You know, people who know me well, that's pretty well what they say. That's good. What, does the album have a title?
Yeah, it's named after the latest single, We Are Human.
Oh, hey, yes. Let's now listen. This is good. I love this track, by the way. Thank you for sending it over. We're going to play it. So you're not going to play live for us, which is absolutely fine. We've got three studio recordings. It's actually the first one we're going to play, We Are Human. When did that come out?
So that only came out last week.
Yeah.
I worked on this with my new producer, Mark Edwards. We did most of the work before Christmas. And then we made a video to go with it, which has done very well on YouTube. It's had over 100,000
views. Whoa. 100,000 views on Ytube?
Yes.
What? How did you score that one?
I don't know.
That's so good.
It kind of took off. I mean, it's pretty eye-catching. So I'd love it if people go and give it a view. It's also on socials, and so the track was pretty ambitious, I would say, and it took a while to settle on the feel that we came up with, but it's something I feel very strongly about. It kind of started off as a bit of a rant about AI, but I ended up changing it around and making it much more a celebration of humanity and bringing in the more difficult stuff in the second half of the song. So I'm quite happy with the way it worked out.
Well, how does AI sit with you?
Well, I'm skeptical and a little nervous, I have to say. I'm always thinking about Terminator 2 whenever people mention AI. You know, that movie sort of comes to my mind. And I freely admit, as a college lecturer, I have started to use AI for my lesson planning, and it's great when the humans are driving the car, but I'm a bit worried about AI starting to drive the car.
So you're suggesting that the humans are still driving the car, even though, so you're using AI. How much are you slowly taking AI at its word and doing what it suggests?
Well, I mean, when I teach, I put a very specific lesson into AI, and putting like what I want, exactly what kind of class I want for which unit. So I think, when, you know, uses like that, it's great for teachers.
As a tool. How else do you use AI? You don't have to answer this, of course.
Not that much, I would say, outside work. I try to do things the old-fashioned way, really. And certainly with the music, I mean, all of those sounds are pretty much on the production. Nearly all of them are organic and live instruments.
Yeah.
And I think it's important to retain that feel.
Yeah, no, I mean, you retained it, as far as I know. It sounds awesome. You mentioned Mark Edwards, new producer for you.
Yeah.
How much has he brought to your music and your tracks?
A lot. I mean, I haven't really worked very much with producers in the past. I'd typically gone in and used engineers and session musicians, but I've kind of been producing myself. Whereas Mark, what was amazing about it was that I went in first with Step Into the Light and then with We Are Human. Step Into the Light was the previous single. And I would just go in, do the guitar and the vocal and the basic structure, and then we'd talk about any tweaks. And I'd come back the next week expecting to start laying down drums and bass, and Mark had done an entire production.
Oh, wow.
You know, with piano and strings. And
really?
Yeah, and then he sent it off to a guitar player he has in Nashville who we used. And, it was incredible, really. I mean, we worked together on it, but he would do so much while I was out of the studio.
So here's the question, okay, because you clearly didn't know that was happening necessarily. How easy is it for them to turn around and go, "Oh, I don't like any of that"? Well, I mean, because that's quite a bold move.
It's funny because We Are Human definitely had a bit of a difficult birth. We did have some back and forth on, no, I don't like this, can we do it like that?
Yeah.
And I think it was the only track out of the ones we'd done five or six together where there was some chopping and changing and everything. But we got there in the end, and I actually think that it turned out for the best with a lot of discussion. You know?
Yeah. And so there wasn't any rewrites, as it were. It was literally the production once you had laid down the first bits.
Yeah, because it's got a sort of alternative rock and soul kind of fusion to it. It was when we first did it was sounding a bit too mainstream rock for me.
Yeah.
And we sort of repositioned it.
And did you have that discussion?
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, he knew you felt that. And did he? Is it? I'm because it fascinates me because it's another strand of songwriting that we don't really hear much. And I'm always intrigued by the big hitters that take the Amy Winehouse tracks and do what they do with them, and those guys. His input. So you had this conversation with him. You then went away. He then worked on it. You came back in. What else was there to do once he had all these amazing people do guitar and piano or whatever?
I think for me, I'm always focusing very much on my voice. I'm very, very critical of my vocals. So often I'll redo lines that I'm not totally happy with, that the producer might think is fine, but I'm not happy with it.
Yeah.
I ended up singing in his living room outside the studio because it was more airy.
And I like
sunlight, and I like plenty of air,
yeah,
and I got a much better result doing that.
See, now that excites me because I love hearing stories of people using the corridors and the toilets and the various areas just to get a different sound. So you got this amazing studio and you're recording it somewhere because it's got that resonance and it's got that sound quality.
Yeah, definitely. But another thing to say is that, to my surprise, my voice has actually got better over the last few years. I thought it was as good as it was going to get, but it actually seems to have deepened and improved. And when I first heard it back on the recordings with Mark, I thought, oh, okay, that seems to have gone up a gear. So,
and what about the songwriting? How are you finding that? Do you find it any easier? Or do you just feel that it's growing?
I find the lyrics a lot easier now. Yeah, I do. I think in fact, when you listen to the lyrics of We Are Human, you can tell that I've been doing a lot of travel writing.
Right. More on that later.
Because there's a lot about the beauty of the world.
Well, listen, let's play it. We got Ben Westwood here for you. This, my friends, is the studio recording of We Are Human.
Shining on your skin, can you feel it? The gentle swirling of the wind, can you see it? The raindrops replenishing the leaves, can you hear it? The distant whisper of the seas. We are human, we're not machines. We are human, human beings.
Lovely comments coming in, by the way. Anna, listening in Hove, says, gorgeous song and voice. Yeah. Maureen, listening in Stelling, says, so, so right. Let's keep it that way. Great song. We got Ben right here. Ben, it does sound great. It really does. Whatever that amazing talent that you call producer and we call wizard is doing, Mr. Mark Edwards, he's. I can see what he's done, because I've heard that song. I've heard you play that song, actually. Have I? Yeah, I have. You played it in here last time.
I played it on this show with just an acoustic guitar, and that's what I brought in to Mark. And, I'd say we built that together, but yes, I mean, he was building and I was pointing.
Yes. So put the bricks there. remind us how we, the best place to go, talk us about the video and everything else.
Yeah, so all my socials are pretty much Ben Westwood Music, so you can go to Instagram, Ben Westwood Music, and TikTok, and then YouTube as well.
And what do you do? Do you leave that up as a platform and then just put all your social links on the front page of your website, or do you have things on there that aren't on your socials? How does it work these
days?
Well,
I've got benwestwoodmusic.com with all of my socials on.
Yeah. Yeah,
but these days you've got to post things cross-platform, you know.
Well, I'm pretty sure I saw today you commenting on Beth Sarah's post about, you know, crying out, basically, how the heck do we make this thing work? What did you actually tell her? What was your advice?
Well, I think the thing I've learnt so much in recent years is just how, for better or worse, enormously powerful Spotify is, and how getting the streams on there is so key.
Talk me through that, because, I mean, I've always heard and very negative things about Spotify, i.e. the artists don't get any money out of it.
No, they don't. And I have to be honest, I've kind of resigned myself to not really getting any money from music.
You see, because you've got another job, right? And pretty well everyone else has to as well.
Yeah, yeah. And I suppose I've accepted that, whereas maybe you shouldn't. And there does need to be pushback. But it's hard to know what to do about that. And I think it comes back to the themes of the song, is that the algorithm's taking over. That's very much the theme of We Are Human. We're not machines, we're human. And, yeah, when you go on to all of these apps, the algorithm seems to be driving it, which is frustrating.
Hey, listen, I was in an Uber the other day in London. The driver gets, we figured out, 50% of what we pay, because he was like telling us how much he got paid for the journey, and then he said the algorithm knows when he's about to go home and will just dangle a very cheap last trip in front of him, you know. So at the end of his shift, he'll have to do like the either dismiss it or do a really cheap last. I mean, he said it's literally, it has to be, algorithms are completely running his life, his work life. And that's just driving a taxi, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's are we human? We are human. Who knows?
Well, I mean, I think the great thing about music is when you share it with people.
Yeah.
And yes, we can do that electronically, but nothing beats the live experience and gigging and going to festivals. And you know, I actually debuted We Are Human with a gospel choir at a festival called the Sun and Moon Festival, which my best mate runs, last summer, and I'll be going back there this summer. And yeah, I mean, that's the real joy, is when you actually share with other people.
And that's the joy of music and the crowd these days, and I think we've embraced it more and more and more, as like you say, you know, the algorithms and the social media platforms have sucked everything else out of it. There are no hard copy proper real sales that create money. There's just the phenomenal numbers of Spotify, if you're lucky, which doesn't bring in the revenue, just brings in the promotion. So we've got, what have we got left? We got live music, right?
Yeah, you've got the gigs. And I think also, like I said, I don't worry too much about how much I get paid for gigs, because I have another job. But yes, it is very important for musicians to get paid well for gigs. But you have to do it for the love first. And there's no other feeling like it, really.
When is your next gig?
Well, that's a good question. I'm actually taking a little bit of a break from live performance over the next month, because I've been doing so much promotion on radio. And I'm actually making a new music video for the next single.
Okay.
And then there'll be some gigs in May and over the summer. And the Sun and Moon Festival, I'm definitely looking forward to.
So where's the Sun and Moon Festival? It sounds fantastic. Where is it?
It actually has moved around to different places. It's in, it's in Somerset, I think, this year.
Okay.
I should know this.
No, well, no, you know, you're not the promoter. You just pitch up in your helicopter like you did this evening.
helicopter.
Thank you for that, by the way, for pitching up. So 2026 is looking good for the Ben Westwood. We got the album coming out. You've been drip-feeding us the singles as they stop by. The videos are doing great, the great guns. Who have you been getting to shoot the vids?
So a guy called Leo from Shoot and Splice Films, and he was recommended to me by Mark Ead from Big I Am.
I know Mark, yeah, of course.
Yeah, who also recommended Mark Edwards. So that was a double win.
Listen,
so
let's big it up for the Mark Ead. Thank you, Mark, for doing whatever you do. We know what you do, but thank you.
Yeah, so they were great recommendations. I wanted to up my game with production and with video making because it's so important these days. And I was very happy with those videos. So going to be working on more videos. And actually, I've decided to keep a couple of songs back off the album to release later on, because it's interesting how the music industry's changed over the last few years, and I've talked to various people about this. What people don't do much these days is release an album and then take a single off it after it's already released.
Ah.
You release the singles and then the album at the end.
Okay.
Because the algorithms don't like double release. So if I release an album and then I take a track off it and release that as a single, the algorithm's like, well, this isn't new. We've already seen it before.
Ah.
And so people told me, no, you can't really do that. You need to release all your singles, then the album.
Oh.
And so I thought, I've kind of got too many singles here, so I'm going to just leave this one off the album so I've got something.
That's another reason for me to hate all this stuff. listen, don't get me negative. What's this track we're going to play?
Well, actually,
yes.
This track is called Storm Coming, and this is its international radio debut.
Are you kidding me?
It hasn't been released yet.
What?
It will be on the album in
May. You've been on Reverb recently, right? And you held this back?
No, I only finished this in January.
Even more exciting.
Yeah, and it's called Storm Coming.
Yep.
And it's sort of, I guess it's kind of apocalyptic rock. There's definitely a lot about hurricanes and
apocalyptic rock.
But I did have some fun making it. You can have a bit of fun with apocalyptic rock.
Who doesn't? Have you seen Mad Max? That's a fun thing. Folks, we've got Ben Westwood here. This is Storm Coming.
It's gonna rain so hard, they're gonna wash this town away. Guess we might not see the light of another day. Wind is howling, dogs growling. Man says tide's gonna climb so high that the dams are gonna break. Guess we might not see the light of another day. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I mean, that is apocalyptic rock, if you want to know. It's a track called Storm Coming. It's from Ben Westwood, who's in the studio with us here on the Pete Joe Show Radio Reverb, 97.2 FM. Thanks for asking. Ben, where's that in the line of coming out, not come out? What's going on? Is that...
That's on the album that's coming out in May. It's unreleased.
Unreleased.
And that was its international debut.
Very, very, very privileged, to be sure. Thank you.
And I would say that's a slight outlier on the album.
Okay.
There aren't many songs on the album. In fact, there are no songs as sort of rocky and gritty as that one.
Yeah.
And I deliberately wanted to really go for that. And it was fun.
Has Mark Edwards produced all of them?
Yes.
Wow, how many days have you been in the studio with Mark?
Oh gosh, I don't. It averages out about 3 days per track.
Okay.
I would say more or less.
Yeah,
yeah, and we've you know, I like to. It's nice to have a week gap between each day, and you know, to digest and kind of, yeah. So
review.
We've taken our time. I mean, I recorded 6 tracks with Mark. Over about 4 or 5 months, yeah.
And he's over in Peacehaven.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice little studio.
Yeah, yeah, really nice studio.
Just him working out of there?
Yeah, and sometimes his dog comes in for moral support.
Name check for the dog?
Oh,
yeah,
God.
Who knows?
I've forgotten.
Yeah, why would you? Why do you? It's not even... I mean, you've got a whole list of things I might ask you. That wasn't on it.
I can tell you my cat's name.
Yes, please.
He's called Panchito.
I beg your pardon?
Panchito.
How
because
do you, what
I got a new cat a couple of years ago.
Yes.
My daughter said she wanted a Latin name because my kids are half Latin American. And so
Panchito.
I've always liked the name Panchito.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Does it mean stuff?
It's basically a nickname for Francisco, for Francis.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
I mean, of course it is.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out for your kids.
Yeah, my kids, Jake and Isabella, they're not kids anymore. They're 20 and 18.
That's not children. Ridiculous.
Yeah, they've...
20 and 18. That's awesome.
They've heard me singing these songs far too many times.
Oh, well, that's good, though, in a lovely way. I'm not even going to suggest they're listening live to Radio Reverb at 6:39. But if they are out there, you're so welcome. You are so welcome. You can text in, by the way, whoever you are, even if you're not related. 0709 547 336, as many as you are. Thank you for that. We do have Ben Westwood here. So we got that little festival idea that you were mentioning in the summer coming up that you were rather sort of taken with. What else? How else can we get to see you playing live? Is there a plan, a strategy, an album launch?
That's a good question. I need to organise that.
Good.
And thank you for the prompt, please.
I'm only here for you. What would be your dream? Would it be literally you on stage with guitar, or would you try and get a couple of support in the back, you know, sort of either on keys
It would be great.
Would you do a band?
Well, I mean, obviously the only... creating a rod for your back in a way of doing such a complex production is then you think, well, how am I going to replicate that on stage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, what you can do, obviously, is not try and just say, this is me acoustic. If you want to hear the album versions, you can buy the album.
Unplugged.
That's the thing. It worked before. I mean, it worked for Nirvana, you know?
Yeah.
They were nothing until they did Unplugged.
Oh, man.
Wouldn't that be great? Well, any Brighton? Any? Can we tempt you over this way?
Yeah. Definitely. I haven't played in Brighton for a while. And unfortunately, I did actually have to cancel a gig a few weeks ago because I had a really nasty virus.
That's a killer.
Yeah, possibly COVID. I very rarely cancel gigs.
God, that's so retro.
Yeah, it's just so 2020.
Oh, man, listen to you.
It's still kind of hanging
about.
But
the kids are looking and going, what is that? That's so cool. COVID. Don't remind me of those days, please. So we've got Ben here. We played We Are Human. We played Storm Coming. Ben, what are we going to play now and why?
So we're going to finish off with, actually, it's the first single I released this year. It's released in the end of January. It's called Step Into the Light.
Yeah.
It's a love song.
Wow.
And
yes.
let's just be straight down the line about it. And we went for a sort of Motown feel, working with Mark. And, yeah, I was very pleased with it. We shot a video on Eastbourne Seafront. And the day before and the day after, it was torrential rain. And the day we shot the video, it was beautiful sunshine. So it really worked for the name of the song, Step Into the Light. So I was very happy about that.
And I'm guessing that's a YouTube place for people to go to?
It is, yeah. There's a video on YouTube, and it features my friend Olga, who's a Ukrainian refugee. And I was very struck by her story. We became friends, and it features her, and a shout out to Ukraine, and features her family as well in the video.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. Ben, thank you so much for coming by.
You're very
it's
welcome.
It's such a joy to see you again, and this is such a great sound coming. The Ben Westwood album is going to be a much must-have. In the meantime, Step Into the Light. Ben, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Show me the light that I can't see. You know me so well, you know my ways. Together we can wander through this maze. Just like a vision, like a dream that I don't want to wake from. But I have never seen. And every time I see you smile, it's like the earth stands still for a while. And every time that I look in your eyes, it's like you see right through my disguise. And with you beside me, that I have made. Radio River, if you know where to go, head on down to the Pete Jones Show.